Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Ram Silcha Shabbos, the Laws of Shabbos, and Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which now, starting with Shabbos, we qualify the Avos Malachas and the Toilots and the derivatives of the primary categories that are prohibited on Shabbos. The Ram begins Halacha Aleph regarding the Avos Malachas, regarding the 39 primary categories of forbidden productive work on Shabbos. Malachas, regarding the prohibited work, Shechayav Nalein, that one would be liable if he does them Skila, with to be stoned to death, if there's witnesses and there's a warning of a chorus, or dying young, if there's no such witnesses, b'mezid if he does it deliberately, or carbon chatos, or a sin offering, b'shkaga if he does it by mistake, mihen, there are those that are avos, the primary categories of mihen, and there are those that are talados, that are the derivatives. U'minni kol avos malachas, and the number of the, all of the primary categories, are barm chasa'achas, 40 minus 1, which is 39, v'lein, and they are as follows. Hacharisha, plowing, which is really preparing the ground to plant and removing impediments for the seeds to sprout. Vazria, regarding sowing, which brings anything to sprouting or helping and assisting in the sprouting. Vahakatsira, and harvesting, which is uprooting the item for where it grows and separating from its life source. Vimur, which is gathering things that grow from the ground to make bundles out of them. Vahadisha, and threshing, which is removing something where it grows from its husk, from its shell, to separate it from the waste matter, which is naturally connected to it. Vahazriya is winnowing, which is throwing up the grain that was threshed into the air so that the wind will blow away the outer husk and you remain with just the pure grain. Vabirira, and selecting, which is separating the food from the waste matter. The hatchina, and the grinding, which is slicing something into very thin parts. The arkada, and sifting. The halisha, and kneading, which sifting is the activity of sifting in a sieve. And kneading is to connect small pieces through a liquid medium to make it into one solid. Vafi, and baking, which is the activity through the medium of fire to heat something up, to change it from what it was, let's say to harden something that was soft or softening something that was hard. Vagziza, and shearing, which is cutting something from where it's natural source, like wool or hair, from the skin of the animal. Vahalibun, and whitening, which is getting rid of the filth or polishing an object. Vahaniputz, and beating, which is the separating of the strands of the wool or the linen by preparing it to spin it. Vahatzviya, and dyeing, which is changing anything into a different color. Vahatzviya, and spinning, which is making of threads from wool or linen by spinning it. Vasiyas haniden, and the making of the heddles, which the heddles are these round circles, but the way you mount the warp threads are through these round things, which is from the upper bar and the lower bar in the loom for weaving. So making those heddles is a individual malacha, because these are all things that were done in by the production of the Mishkan. Vachnasas hamaseicha, and the mounting of the maseicha, which is lifting up. The masecha was the comb of the weavers that connected the strands of the warp thread into the weft thread, which lifting that up, mounting that onto this masecha is a malacha. Variga, and weaving, which is actually putting the latitude, which is the weft thread between the warp thread, that's what weaving is, that's how you get in garment. Fabetzia, which is removing the strands of the warp thread from within the weft threads, which were woven together. So when you remove it and you're doing it for the purposes, the constructive purposes of weaving, that's like really the undoing, and then we have many malachas now moving forward that are the undoing, but it's for ultimately constructive purposes. So the inverse of ariga, of weaving, is what betzia is. Then you have akshira, and regarding tying, which is connecting two threads through a knot, and it's inverse, vahatara, and untying. But again, it's all for the purpose of ultimately making it better. Vatfira, and stitching, which is connecting two disparate items. Vakriya, and tearing, which is the inverse of that. Vabinyan, building, and vastira, and demolishing, again, for the ultimate purpose of building. Vakoba patish, and hitting with a hammer, which is really any action that finishes the work, even a small act like hitting with a hammer. Vatseida, and trapping. Vashchita, and slaughtering. Vavshata, and skinning, which these are really three different types of categories of things, which you have. The first is regarding what's called malechas apas, all the way up until baking, which is what was done for either the dyes or the lechem apanim. And then you have the middle ones, which we just spoke about, which are regarding the hides of the animals. And then you have the third categories of like what's involved in, let's say, the actual skin itself, which you have the trapping and the slaughtering, and the skinning, v'havada, and the tanning process, which is preparing the hides and softening it that it shall last a long time, and smoothing out the skin, which is removing the hairs and the wool from the skin to smooth it out, and cutting, which is essentially fixing an item according to a certain measurement, like siva and writing, and its opposite in erasing, and scoring, which is marking anything that lasts as lines, bahavara, and creating a fire, vakiba, and extinguishing a fire, vatsam, or shoslashos. And the 39th malacha is carrying out from one domain to another domain. Halacha beis. Kaleila malachis, all these malachis, v'choshu minyan, anything that's related to them, hinakran, they're what's called obis malachis, the primary categories. Ketu minyan, what does it mean, anything that's like, it's the same idea. So the truth is, echad achar is whether we're talking about plowing, which we mentioned as the first lamatas malachis, which plowing is when they dig furrows in the ground to plant, or yachayfor, or anyone's digging, or isachar, so makes a ditch, this is the primary category, because every one of these three that we just mentioned, chafir bakar, is essentially digging in the ground, it's all the same idea, it's preparing it for something else. So too, if someone plants seeds, or he plants trees, or he extends the tree by sticking one of its branches in the ground, thus creating a new tree, or he grafts, putting from one branch of a tree into another tree, or he prunes, all these av echad, they're all the same primary category, from the avas malachas. It's all the same idea. Each one of these things that we describe, which is the second of the av malachas, is to help something sprout. Humiskaban, that's what he's intending for. Same thing is by pruning, it helps it sprout better. If they're all the same av malacha. Halacha dal, same thing is hakaitzer tvur. If someone reaps the grain, or kitnis, or legumes, or habaitzer anov, or harvest the grapes, or hagoidu tomorrow, or harvest the dates, or hamoisig zesim, or these are all different terminologies of harvest. Each one has its own terminology. Harvest the olives, or ha'idu ta'inim, or harvest the figs. Kalelo, all these, avmalacha achsen, they're all the same avmalacha. Shekal achsen, every single one of them is lakar, dub, megidul, miskamen. It tends to uproot something from its growth. Vadderchus, achar, harvest, and then we can go through all lamatis malachas, all the same idea. They're all going to be considered that same avmalacha. Halacha, then there's something called hatoylado, the derivative. He hamalacha hadoymala av me'ela avas. This is a malacha that's not the same idea, but it's similar to the primary category from these primary categories. So ketzah haso. Samachatachas ayedek ma'at levashle. If someone cuts a vegetable very small for the purpose of cooking, here's a chayiv, he's going to be liable. Shezdu hamalacha. This is the malacha of it's teledes tchina. It's tchina, we said grinding is one of the lamentas malachas. This cutting very thin is a derivative. Why? When someone's grinding, essentially what he does, he takes one item, and he's pulverizing, making it into many, many different parts. So here also, when you're cutting very thin, it's very similar to that. But does anything similar to this? This is a derivative of the malach of grinding. And someone takes a metal bar, and he pulverizes it, because he wants to take from the dust, a kaderech shayisim tzerpe azov, like the goldsmiths do. Here's a telad tzchina. It's a derivative of the malacha of grinding. Halacha vav. V'chein halakeh chalav. Someone takes milk. V'nosim b'kibe, he puts in the stomach of the cow inside the milk. Kedei lachatzav, to curdle it, which is how you make butter. Hariz achayim mishum telad tzbar. He's going to be liable for a derivative of the malacha of selecting. Where is this selecting? Where are you separating? Because shari hifrish hakum min achalav. It separates the curds from the whey. That's how the cottage cheese happens. And by doing this, he's creating that separation. And vim gibnoi baso gavina, if he's making cheese, chay mishem bayin is liable actually for building, because it's shakala makabetz chelik al chelik. Whatever causes parts to gather. V'davek hakol, and it all connects. Actually, also guf echad, it becomes one body, like cheese. It becomes one solid. Here's a dem alabin. That's similar to the malacha a bina building. V'chen l'chol malacha malacha meila abba. So to any type of work from these primary categories, yesh len telodes al derech zushamarnu. They have derivatives on the way that we explained. Umaguf hamalacha nas b'shabes teida. Now, from the actual body of the work that's done on Shabbos, teid you'll know me'ein eza avi, from which primary category it is, and betolodes eza avi, and derivative of which primary category it might be. Now, halacha zayin, what's the difference between an av and a tolada? So echro eza av ma'avas malachas. Truth is, whether one does a primary category of malachas, or toladim and a toladis, or does a derivative of the toladis, b'meziv does deliberately, they're both isur derais. So chayav kars, he'll be liable for kars. Then bo'edim, if there's witnesses, niskal, he'll get stoned to death. And b'shegiv, if he does by mistake, chayav chatzis kavu, he's liable for a set kar mechatzis. And kain, if that's the case, ma'hefesh yesh bein ha'avas v'atalis. And what's the difference if something a primary category or a derivative? It's all the same consequence. So in b'neim hefesh, there really is no difference. El in ha'karbon b'vad, the only difference could be in regarding a situation of a carbon. If someone does by mistake, so like this, if he does many different primary categories in the same lapse of awareness, he's going to be liable a separate karma chatzis for each and every one, because every av is its own liability. But if he did a primary category and its derivative in one lapse of awareness, where it's the lapse that's the liability, that you then you didn't realize that's the shkaga, that's what you chayv chatzis for, in chayv chatzis achas. A tail or telada of that av will not be a separate liability, and that's the difference between being an av or a telada. Halacha is ketsa haso. So Risha Charish, if someone plowed, bizarra and he planted, bekatz and he harvested, b'shabbos and shabbos helmech, one lapse of awareness, so chayv shalos chatos, liable for three chatos, because they're the three different av malachas. V'afil asar bom chasa achas v'shkog, even if he did all 39 malachas on Shabbos by mistake, how's that possible? He forgot that these malachas have been done on Shabbos, because if he didn't know it's Shabbos, then it's one error of Shabbos. No, he knew it's Shabbos, but he made 39 mistakes in these 39 malachas. So I'll call malacha malacha v'chatzisechas. He can rely on each and every malacha, an individual, independent kamachatzis. Aval bar, im tachan, if he grinded, v'chadach, and he cut hayedik, the vegetable, very thin, v'shaf loshen shamatechas v'almech, and he pulverized that iron bar very in one lapse of awareness. In the chayav lechatzis achas, only liable for one karmachatzis. Shadil asa ela av echa b'taldasa. He only did one primary category of tchina of teichin with its derivatives. Mechayin kids were saying something that will only have one liability. Halachatess. Ha'isam malachas harbe. If someone does many malachas, me'in malacha achas, that's from the same type of malacha, behel mecha one lapse of awareness, in chayav lechatzis achas, only liable for one karmachatzis. Ha'kitzah also. Meaning we're talking about that they are all of us, but it's from the same av. So ketzav eris shazar, if someone sowed, which means when you plant seeds, he planted a tree, vivrich, and he extended the tree, vivrich, and he grafted the tree, but zamani did the pruning, behel mecha one lapse of awareness, so he also in the chayv al-chatz achas, only liable for one karmachatz, not because of av and telada, because shakul and avechad, they're all the same primary category of the av, and it was done in one lapse of awareness. In case we're saying something like that, we'll have, if it's the same actual av, just different ways of it, then it will only be chayv for one karmachatz.